listener production. Stand by for 20 minutes free from news, weather, work, and anything related to responsible adulting.
Just enough.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Yes, gearing up for a big Super Bowl Monday for you. This is our Super Pod, Matt and Alex. Your two quarterbacks that are going to guide you through the start of this week. Alex Dyson, how are you feeling?
You're a quarterback. I'm not a quarterback.
What are you?
I'm a tight end.
You don't say. We'll be hearing a little bit more about that later on, thanks to some very mischievous work from Bron.
Yeah, Bron was in a mischievous mood today. You'll find out what's happening later on. We've also got a bit of a game show happening for those of you who enjoy that sort of thing. Should we jump into it?
Let's do it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, after the show, Matt O'Kine, will you be joining me for some greasy treats and sitting down to watch hours upon hours of men in pads crunching into each other as part of the American Super Bowl?
No, I won't be watching the Super Bowl this year.
Why not?
Mainly because I have work. So, for once in my life, I have something to do on a Monday during the day, and I will be doing it.
Oh, bring back the old Matt O'Kine days when you were just the struggling actor, man.
Nah, I decided to
What did you used to do during the day when you had nothing to do?
Do you honestly want to know? I used to roam the aisles of the supermarket, mm-hmm. and I would read the cooking magazines to come up with inspiration to then cook something for dinner. I'd then go home
the free
and watch.
Cooking magazines.
Then I'd watch.
Or you'd just look at them on
I'd
the shelf.
I'd just browse the ones that you're supposed to pay for.
Memorize the recipe and then put the magazine back.
Yeah, well, I haven't left the supermarket, so I just get what I need and then I go, right?
Do you ever forget what's in it? Then have to go back to the magazine aisle and then open it up again?
Then I would go home and watch Ready, Steady, Cook, Judge Judy, Huey's Cooking Adventures, and then I would start cooking. So that was how I lived my life for many years until I got a job.
They call Huey, Ready, Steady, Cook, and Judge Judy the three horse people of the deprocalypse.
The deprocalypse. Oh yes, I was deprocalypsed, all right. Yeah, nothing to look forward to.
Well, I'll probably be watching it. Some people watch it for the sport. Other people watch it for the commercials, which are always quite popular. Getting big names into
the entertainment, Usher doing his
thing. And then other
people
watch it for the music. I mean, Bron, you're looking forward to a bit of Usher.
Yeah, I'll be strictly just the halftime show, I think.
What's your favorite Usher song, Bron?
Well, we were just singing some before. I forgot how many bangers he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
We also got a bit of a taste, Matt O'Kine, off air of Bron singing the Weird Al Yankovic version of Confessions by
what is that one?
By Usher.
It doesn't age well, is what I'll say.
But I thought I'd give you, given Usher is in the musical, some other Usher news.
Did Usher do "You Make Me Wanna Ooh Wanna Wait"? Did you relationship do? Did you do that?
I don't know. All the R&B kind of like blends song. Into each other at some point.
Oh, it is him. But I got the words very wrong. The words are, you make me want to leave the one I'm with. Ooh, start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. Anyways.
Again, another cheating song.
Yeah. Seems to be a lot of cheating songs with Usher. And in fact, Ushers aren't too happy in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Because there's a theatre called Pantages and their Ushers are going to distribute leaflets decrying poverty wages to people who come along and watch the musical that's on at Pantages at the moment, which is MJ the Musical.
Ooh, okay. So they're doing a Michael Jackson musical and the Ushers are upset.
Yes.
But they're not getting paid. I bet they're not getting paid a hundredth of what Usher is making for the Super Bowl appearance.
Hey, I'm pretty sure in the Super Bowl halftime show,
you don't make any money.
Paid.
Yeah, you don't, do you?
No, they do it for the exposure. It's so funny, the biggest sport in the world, almost, in America, you can still say to people like Usher, yeah, it's great for the exposure, man. But yeah, you know, we've been in the creative fields a little while now. Have you ever done anything for exposure? Like, oh, we can't pay you, but it could be good for the CV?
You know, to be fair, most people who offer the exposure have literally nothing to expose. Like, that's usually what I find.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll be like, it'll be great exposure. And you're like, is 20 people in a room good exposure? You know, at some weird conference, is that exposure? Or is that just me working while buffets being handed out? Why? Have you?
Well, I do think back to, you know, the early days. It's usually in those times where I was doing community radio with my friend Tom Ballard in Warrnambool. And we got asked for, I guess it was half exposure, half charity, because it was a sold out Warrnambool Performing Arts Theatre for a charity called Kiwanis. And they get sort of people in who are at the later stages of life along and entertain them. And we hosted this gig for free. For them, as part of the performance, we literally printed out scripts of the sketch, which was referenced a few podcasts ago, Who's On First, and performed it for the elder statesman in the room.
That was the big gig that you did for the charity to get exposure.
Yep.
Could you do the Who's On First Usher thing?
So what would happen if Usher was in a job interview to become an Usher? Then,
oh my God.
Hello, nice to meet you. He said, I'm Usher. Well, not yet, you're not.
Yeah, what would it be? Please take a seat. I thought that was my job. All right. Do you know that Usher was in Bold and the Beautiful?
No.
For 9 episodes.
How did he manage that?
Yeah, he played the R&B star, singer called Raymond.
Really? Because his last name is Raymond.
Yeah, well, then his arc included performances of real-life Usher songs My Way and Slow Jam. So he was a potential love interest for character Amber Moore, creating a love triangle with Amber's boyfriend CJ. So maybe that's what inspired him to write all these cheating songs, so he could get further and further into the world of the Bold and the Beautiful.
That must be it.
But, you know, we give a good shout out to our man Usher, who is the first independent artist to headline the Super Bowl.
Yeah, damn.
So hopefully it all goes without a hitch. Yes, that's right, Alex Dyson. It is time for Australia's sixth favourite game show. It is... It is.
Are you waiting for some music or?
Have we got a name, Dat Thang?
Mild.
Hey, come on.
Groan. Yeah.
Don't give me the groans. Give me the name, Dat Thang.
Name Dat Thang.
Oh, that's right. It is Name Dat Thang. Where I get you to try and name the thing that I am talking about using 3 headlines from around the world. Let us get started, Alex Dyson.
I'm still riding the high of last time we played Name That Thing.
Well, you guessed Robert Redford.
Robert Redford right out of the bat.
Yeah, you got that one good. Well, let's see how you go this time.
Speed run.
Well, you might
name that thing.
This is going to be someone I know this time, Matt. Is it a...
Well, hopefully. I mean, you know, you guys seem to be floating on cloud 9, but are you floating as well as balloons are floating after being banned in Queensland last year? Lighter than air balloons, no longer allowed, so the helium balloons have to go. And that's
why... No more helium balloons in Queensland.
No, and that's why... That's a shame because, I mean, there's some companies over in Tanzania right now, Helium One, surging 600% in the share prices because they found a reserve of helium.
Helium deposit.
Yep, 4.7%.
Pretty easy to find the piece of earth that's just floating in the air.
What's that doing up there?
Just bulging from the earth's core.
Yeah, anyone who walks past that piece of dirt just starts talking like this. Like, I reckon there's helium around here.
How do you do that? Why haven't we utilized that voice before?
It did bring me to a story that Unilad has decided to put up again, but it's actually from 2008. The headline is, priest from Brazil tied himself to 1,000 helium balloons to float over the sea and then was later found floating in the ocean, unfortunately, unwell. It didn't end well. So that is the headline.
Okay, so one headline is a new story from 6 years ago.
Six? Mate, it's from 2008.
Oh, I thought you said 18.
No, 8, even longer.
All right. Well, it's the hot breaking. I know that, you know, podcasts are somewhat timeless, but, geez, 2008. That was, almost pre-podcast.
All right, well, what about this? Have you seen people losing it for the new Taylor Swift album song lineup after announcing at the Grammys that she's got a brand new album, Tortured Poets Department, many people gearing up for the upcoming Australian concerts. And one of the names of the songs is Clara Bow. Now, Alex Dyson, you know who Clara Bow is?
Clara Bow?
Yeah. This is this song Clarabo. Of Taylor's is named after what they would say is Hollywood's first it girl. And here's an interesting fact,
is
right?
Is Clara Bow the Robert Redford of the 20s?
Seriously. She was like the first sort of Hollywood starlet. So she was in a range of silent films and was in the first Academy Award winning best feature film movie.
What was that?
It was called The Wild Party in 1931. But here's an interesting thing. Oh, no, sorry. It was called Wings. Sorry. Wings. Here's the interesting thing.
Because it is funny. Like, whenever you see the best actors from back in the day, you're like, geez, that's it's not great acting. Seem to be overdoing it a little bit. I wonder if they're going to have the same in like 60 years about the actors now, like some really great performances.
Oh, yeah.
From now.
Well, I mean, you ask anyone, ask the kids these days whether they think Seinfeld is funny. They just don't get it. It's like me and MASH.
Well, so they don't get it because it's like, why couldn't they text each other and this whole mix-up would be avoided?
So Clara Bow was in a movie called It, right? Not the It that we know, 1927, It. And
so she was a literal It girl.
And that's where the term It girl comes from.
Because It was the big film.
And she was the It girl. So there you go. I should have saved that for Mind Blown.
Okay, so here we go. We've got a news from 2008, news from 1931. What else is our news story, Matt?
Well, a follow-up on Killer Mike. He's said, after being arrested at the Grammys, he's come out to say that he's also grateful, not just to win a Grammy, but also that his prayers have been answered. The day after the Grammy win, he learned that his son, who's been on the list for a kidney for years, finally has a match, and he's very, very excited. Actually, we talked about this last week, and this is where the headline is. Mm. He broke his silence on the Grammy arrest on the radio show hosted by a guy called Big Tigger. Now, Big Tigger used to be a feature on a TV show called Rap City. So that's the end of my clues.
I don't think you just start giving us useless information at the end there.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to let you know.
Okay, so
there's
three stories to recap were.
Yeah. Helium's having its heyday with reserves found in Tanzania, but also a priest tied himself to 1,000 balloons to raise charity and unfortunately ended up getting lost and dying. The second thing is about Taylor Swift's new song on the new upcoming album called Clara Bow, who was, the original Hollywood It girl. Mm-hmm. And we've got a story about Killer Mike being on Big Tigger, who used to host Rap City's radio show. Now, can you figure it out? They're not all in order. They're not in the right order.
Well, it's a thing, but usually you say it's a person or it's a movie or it's a song title or it's a something.
It's a song. It's a song. It's a song. Here we go.
It's a song.
Okay, we got Clara Bow.
I've got it. Do you? Alex, you have it too, Alex.
I don't have it.
Is it not? Well, go on, Bron. Okay, here we go. Come into well, it.
I better have a guess before you tell us what it is, Bron.
Bow. I'm a bit confused about the
balloons. And we've got, is it, well, clowns do balloons. Bobo the clown.
Okay, you got Clara Bow, you've got Helium, and you've got a host from Rap City.
Bohemian Rap City.
Bohemian
Rap City by Queen.
There it is, people. If you got it, congratulations. If you didn't, commiserations. For another edition of Australia's Sixth Favourite Game.
Name that thing.
Anyways, thanks for listening. On with the show.
Everybody wants to be a pickle jar hero.
Click, click, click. Click, click, click.
Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer Bron.
Yes, it's time for our producer Bron Doizak to jump in the Ocean Gate and head down into the Mariana Trench of journalism in order to uncover the deepest and worst articles of the week. Hello, Bron.
Hello.
What have you been up to this weekend, Bron?
I had what I would call maybe a haircut from hell.
It's hard finding a good hairdresser, isn't it? I moved to Brisbane. I'm still looking around. I'm still trying to find the one. I went to the Barber Academy the other day with
trying to find the one at the Barber Academy, like the people who learn and give you a cheap one.
Yes, but I mean, you know, you get, and I tell you what, there was a whole lot of them doing something on my head and then like him like whispering into the ear of the supervisor behind him, being like, and the supervisor being like, and I'm like, I literally just want a two blade. Like, I just want to shave. but it was cheap.
Searching for the one at the Barber Academy.
Give them a go.
That's like trying to find the one and by going to Married at First Sight. Absolute noobs.
But I mean, it was. I would recommend going. It was $25, worth every penny. Bron, what about you? Why was yours the barber from hell?
So I went to a new hairdresser. It looked beautiful from the outside. The salon was actually very, very nice. And it's local to my house. I was like, oh, it'd be good to find something a bit closer to home. I've been going to the one like for a while now. And they're good, but they're a bit further away. I was like, oh, it might be good to have something closer. And I just wanted a little trim. You know my hair to be quite long.
Yes.
This is the shortest it's probably been in maybe 10 years.
Oh, I reckon it looks great, though. Bron. I think it's a great length. I think they've done well. I think you should have given them a tip.
No, but the haircut actually turned out fine. It was the experience. Oh. The lady was like, maybe, I don't know if this is bad, but like she had a really raspy like voice of a chain smoker for over 50 years sort of thing, saying that she had like lost her license, was like...
Hairdressing license?
No, her car license.
I need your scissors and clippers.
And then... I was getting like arced up as she's like trimming my hair. I wanted a little tiny trim. I didn't want this much off.
And she's just
like hacking away, getting upset, like that cop's funny, cops pulled me over. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so the cops took her driver's license
and
off.
And so
her.
She's just chopping your hair as if like taking it out on the police
telling
officers
the story
that took her
and being
license.
So upset. I'm just hacking away at the hair.
Gets the chainsaw out, starts chainsawing some of your hair off. Oh, dear, Bron.
And then, was basically like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to, you know, use someone else. I'm going to keep driving. I was like, oh, my God, get me out of this chair. Didn't wash my hair, which is my favorite part of going to the hairdresser.
Mm.
Just so many things happened. And then at the end, I was like, and then it was cash only, which.
Did you have it on hand?
I happened to have it on hand.
Very lucky.
Which I don't usually do.
The problem with going to the hairdresser that is close to you is that you have to walk past them all the time. And then when you never go back, it's like, oh, I get it. You didn't like what I did.
Speaking of that, if you are a hairdresser listening, I'm sure we're popular in the hairdresser community. Give us a call or slide in the DMs, matt.n.alex. This is a side note. I want to pitch an idea to you. I want to go into business with you. I'm going to pitch you an idea. All right, that's for a future episode.
A hairdresser.
Yep.
I'm any intrigued. Hairdresser.
But Bron, you've got an article that
we need to be
doing.
So, this is from wral.com. Headline: Miraculous birth expected at NC lab from stingray with no mate, possibly impregnated by shark.
So, are you saying that the stingray and a shark have done it, done the deed? Done the underwater boogie.
Possibly, I think is what she said.
We don't know yet.
So it's either one of those situations where it's just become pregnant out of nothing.
Yes.
Or it's a shark has done it.
So it's either, the Virgin Mary of stingrays or they said that there's two ways it could have happened. Like, it's very, very rare that they can impregnate themselves, but it is known it could be possible.
Because seahorses and stuff do that, don't they?
Yeah, a bunch of animals do it, especially the water ones. Who knows what's floating in the ocean?
Oh! Yeah.
I mean, get a filter out there. Jesus, put some chlorine in it or something.
Or the other thing that could have happened, that in this tank, they released like some young sharks last year. So they were also saying they noticed some bite marks. So maybe some kinky stuff was happening.
Okay.
And that's a sign that sharks are in the mating process where they bite their partner.
So you're saying sharks are, can be scary enough at the best of times. Mm-hmm. There could be a shark born with a stinging tail.
Yeah.
I mean, some mutant.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
And they won't know until they're born, which any day now they could come.
So it's pregnant, hasn't had the baby yet?
Not yet. But I've actually tracked down the audio of the first date between the shark and the stingray.
Oh, really, Bron?
Yes. No, have you?
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Mm. Oh, are you kidding me?
Really, this where is this audio?
Did you? Is this? Does this headline even exist, Bron?
It does exist. It does exist.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, you better hit play on it then.
Hello, I'm a shark.
Hello, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Shane the Shark. How are you?
My name's Ray.
Ooh, look at you.
Sting Ray.
Oh, big barb on ya.
Barb.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the better to electrocute you with.
I don't think you guys electrocute people.
Mate, you haven't had me yet. I'll have you.
Oh, that is shocking, mate. That is shocking. Okay.
How did we end up being British?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know. Hey, mind if I have a little.
Oi, oi, too much teeth.
Oh no, it's just I'm just getting a feel for you. Oh,
oi,
oh,
get off tell you what. Hey, what's that, what they're called?
Bit of sweet chili on you. All right,
hit the music, Bron. That was amazing audio, Bron. Well, thanks for tracking that down. Well worth it. Another Matt and Alex exclusive. Funny, on the news and everything, when there's an exclusive, it usually denotes that other outlets would want that audio or story. But calling ours an exclusive doesn't have the same kind of gravitas, potentially.
Yeah, a dog's owner doesn't get the exclusive of picking up its poop in the park every walk. That's not the kind of breaking story that usually gets the headlines. But anyways, we're glad to pack the little bag, the little plastic bag for you.
I'm just imagining Bron tracking down the audio now and it's just on the ground. She has to put her hand in a plastic bag and pick up the audio from the outside.
All right, hey, we've got more of Nature's Business tomorrow for you. We are very, very excited to be back again. Loving 2024. God, it's fun to be with you.
How fun is it? Thanks so much for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.